This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. In general, slower, more peaceful music like Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata makes people relax, while louder, faster music like this excites people. But you may not have realized that the kind of music being played at a restaurant or supermarkets, and the volume of it, has an effect on whether or not you're going to make healthy choices. That's the findings of a study that's getting attention from media around the world. It was recently published in the Journal of the Academy of Marketing Sciences, and we're joined by the author of the study, University of South Florida, Muma College of Business Marketing Professor, Dipayan Biswas. Let's talk about how you conducted this study.
We first ran a few field studies at a cafe in Stockholm, Sweden. So we had different days where we had the same playlist being played, but with different music volume levels. And the cafe management gave us access to their sales data. So on the days where we had loud music, when the music volume was high, there was relatively higher proportion of high-calorie, unhealthy foods. On the days where we had the low-volume music, they sold more of the salads and the low-calorie foods. When we followed up asking casually different customers, no one knew they did that. It wasn't a conscious process. It was an unconscious process. Interestingly, we did a lab study here in Tampa. On different days, we had different volume music, and we had participants coming into the lab. While they were there, we told them, like, for participating, we have some complimentary food items for them. In general, like, people picked more of the healthy stuff. But what was more interesting was, on the day we had the low volume, even heavy metal music, there was relatively higher choice for the healthy food option.
So what you're saying is, if we're taking even a classical piece like Beethoven's Fairy Lisa, and we're playing it at this low level, we're going to have healthy choices. But if we're playing it up here, we may not make healthier choices. Correct?
Yeah, and I think at the high volume one, I would put it up a little bit higher than that, but your point is still valid.
And there's also some science behind this, the reasoning why our brain reacts the way it does.
So what happens is, when you listen to high volume music, the waves are at higher energy. So it impacts our body to a greater extent. It's all subliminal, subtle. We get used to it. We don't react directly. So the whole body is in a higher state of excitement when you have louder music, irrespective of the type of music. And a higher state of excitement for the body makes our body crave more for unhealthy, indulgent foods. When our bodies are at a more relaxed state, which happens with low-volume music, that makes us go for more mindful choices, more good choices that are good for us in the long run.
I have to ask you, as a consumer, are you always on when you go into a place to make sure that they're not trying to play with your mind?
I think probably I overcompensate sometimes. But one thing is important to keep in mind, though, for all these studies, whether it's scent, music, light, if you are someone, and I know a couple of people who would only order salads, and I have friends who would only order, like, really extremely high-calorie burgers. So those people are less likely to be involved or influenced by any kind of atmospheric effects. But interestingly, more than 80% of us don't fall in that category. Even
Wow.
though if we think we might always go for salads, we can be persuaded to go for different types of salads or slightly move in different directions.
You can get a look at that full survey on our webpage, wusfnews.org. A marketing professor from the USF Muma College of Business, Dipayan Biswas. Again, thank you, sir, for joining us on University Beat.
Thanks for having me.